Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Welcome to this place of restoration.
Welcome you to Restoration Place on the King James Radio Network. Corbett Thompson here at jamesisking.com as we give you the word of God from Pastors John and Darlene Bazemore. And this week it'll be First Lady Darlene Bazemore in what we call First Place, emphasis on the word first. And being that this is the first of the first month of the year, and we just had New Year's passing, if you will, the idea is to give your first, always give your first to God, whether it's your time, your money, your talents and your gifts and talents, whatever it may be. And, that'll be, where we start. So without any further ado, we go to the book of Exodus, chapter 13, verse 11 is where our keynote scripture will be. And again, First Lady Darlene Bazemore takes the mic, and this is entitled First Place on this edition of Restoration Place.
We're going to prepare ourselves now for the spiritual food. We get our food in the natural. Now we're going to have our food in the spiritual.
Amen.
It is really my great honor to present to you or introduce to some that may not know her as well, my very lovely wife. She's an expositor of the Word of God. She's an amazing woman of God with an amazing heart. I don't know what she wants with me, but I thank God she does. It is really my great honor to introduce to you my lovely wife, Co-Pastor Darlene Bazemore. Come on, let's give her a round of applause.
Amen. We're going to just stand and have a word of prayer. Let's start out with that. Praise God. And then after that, we're going to repeat a confession that most of us are very familiar with. Amen. But we're going to carry it. It started out in 2012, and we're going to carry
Amen.
It right into 2016.
Amen.
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 Amen. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you for all that you have done and how you have just blessed us tremendously, oh God. We just give you glory and honor and praise, oh God, because you are just so worthy to be praised.
Yes, yes.
Abba, Father, we love you. And we just magnify your mighty and holy name, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done in this service so far. We thank you for your presence being here, oh God. And we just pray, Father God, that I would decrease, Lord God, that you may increase in me. Empty me out, oh God, and let your sweet Holy Spirit fill me up with the overflow, oh God. On today, in the mighty name of Jesus, anoint me from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet, oh God. I pray, Father God, for clarity of thought and clarity of speech, Lord God. Use me to your glory and honor in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh God, we thank you right now. We rebuke every spirit of distraction. Oh God, every spirit that's not like you, Father God, we rebuke it in Jesus' name. And we just believe you, Father God, that you'll use me, oh God, to the glory and honor of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
And as you're standing, we're going to just repeat the confession of favor, because I do believe that favor is upon each and every one of our lives, not just in 2012, but in every single day of our lives. The favor of God is with us and rests upon us. So we're going to repeat this confession of favor for the beginning of 2016. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am the righteousness of God.
I am the righteousness of God.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I am entitled to covenant favor.
I am entitled to covenant favor.
The favor of God surrounds me.
The favor of God surrounds me.
The favor of God is with me everywhere I go.
The favor of God is with me everywhere I go.
In everything I do.
In everything I do.
And my expectation,
is
that everything I do,
the
favor of God will be in total control.
The favor of God will be in total control.
Never again will I be without the favor of God.
Never again will I be without the favor of God.
It rests richly upon me.
preferential treatment.
Positions granted.
Positions granted.
Policies and rules changed.
Policies and rules changed.
And battles won in which I do not have to fight.
And battles won in which I do not have to fight.
Favor.
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 Is on me.
Is on me.
It goes before me.
It goes before me.
Therefore.
Therefore.
My life will never be the same.
My life will never be the same.
This is the year.
This is the year.
Of God's favor in my life.
Of God's favor in my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
By faith.
By faith.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. As we've been going through this time of fasting and praying, and we've been doing the Daniel fast, and we started on January 4th, and as I was writing out the announcements, the big smile came on my face. It was like, yeah, we're going into the third week.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, it's down to the final stretch.
Yes.
Amen. And we're just so glad about all of the participation and all of the dedication and commitment
yes.
that others have done. And as Sister Pat was saying, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect, but
yes.
God sees your heart.
Yes.
He
yes.
sees the sacrifice
yes.
that you're making.
Yes.
He knows that this is something that is not just normal that you're doing,
yes.
and he sees your sacrifice, and he sees all that you're doing in order to give God the first on this year. So a lot of times some others may wonder, well, why do we do it at the beginning of the year? And we do it at the beginning of the year for several reasons. One of the reasons is we do this time of fasting at the beginning of the year because it's a first fruit offering to God.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we're going to be talking about today is first fruits. And we're going to be talking about the fast and offering your body as, you know, as an offering, as a sacrifice to God as part of the first fruit giving, but also your monetary giving as well, because we have to realize that we should be giving God the first of every single thing
yes.
that we have and that he has blessed us with. So one of the reasons that we do it is that because it's a first fruit offering. We do it in the first month of the year for the first 21 days of the year, of that month. So we want to do it for those reasons, as well as we want God to be first in every single thing in our life. Amen?
Amen?
We want him to be first in our thoughts. We want him to be the first thing that we think about in the morning when we get up, to be able to give him praise and glory and honor
yeah.
and thanksgiving, to be able to come before his presence. We want him to be first, even in, well, what should I wear today? Or how should I speak to this person? Or how should I treat this person that may have, you know, done something wrongful to me? He wants everything that we do. He wants to be in the forefront
yes,
of it.
Yes.
He wants to be first in every single thing in our life. In Matthew 6 and 33, it states, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So if we don't, and it says that in the word, so if we don't put him first in everything that we do, then we're out of order.
Uh-huh.
We must realize that we have to rearrange and prioritize things in our life to make sure that God is first in everything that we do. So we don't want God to be second. We don't want God to be third. We don't want him to be at the last of everything that we do. You know, late in the midnight hour, here you are finally crying out to God when you're so tired that you kneel on your knees to pray and you're falling asleep. You know, it's like, oh yeah, God, I want to get this in before midnight, you know, before the day is over. You don't want it to be like that. But you want God to be first in every single thing that you do. So, and one of the last reasons is that as we fast, the first month of the year, it sets the tone for the rest of the year. So as you do this in the very beginning, it's going to set the tone for the end of the year. So what you do in the beginning of the year, so say, for example, you know, you just don't feel like doing anything. You're just going to be, you know, you're just saying, well, I'm just going to chill out. I'm going to, you know, just relax. I'm not going to do anything at the beginning of the year. Then you're kind of setting the tone for how you're going to do for the rest of the year. But if you're setting goals, if you're seeking the Lord, if you're fasting, if you're praying, if you're listening for his voice, then that's setting the tone and the atmosphere for how you're going to continue on throughout the course of the year. Amen?
Amen.
In Exodus, we're going to be reading from Exodus, the 13th chapter, starting at the 11th verse. And I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Version. And that's Exodus, the 13th chapter, the 11th verse. And it says, "Now it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your fathers, and gives it to you, and you shall set apart and dedicate to the Lord all that opens the womb. All the firstborn males of the livestock shall be the Lord's. Every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem by substituting a lamb as a sacrifice for it. But if you do not wish to redeem it, then you shall break its neck. Yes. And every firstborn among your sons you shall redeem, that is, buy back from God with a suitable sacrifice. And it shall be when your son asks you in time to come, saying, 'What does this mean?' You shall say to him, 'With a strong and powerful hand, the Lord brought us out of Egypt from the house of bondage and slavery. For it happened when Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go that the Lord struck every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of animal. Therefore, I sacrifice to the Lord all the males, the first to be born of every womb, but every firstborn of my sons I redeem." Amen. So we thank God for the reading of his word. And in verse 12, if we go back there just for a moment, it says, "You shall set apart and dedicate to the Lord all that first opens the womb. All the firstborn males of your livestock shall be the Lord's." So when we look at this scripture, it's telling us that every firstborn animal must be sacrificed and it must be redeemed by a clean animal. So in verse 13, it says, "Every firstborn of a donkey," which is an unclean animal, "you shall redeem by substituting a lamb," which is a clean animal, "as a sacrifice for it." So if you looked at, if you're thinking about a clean animal dies for the sacrifice of an unclean animal to live. So when I thought about it, I thought about how Jesus, who was and is affectionately known as the Lamb of God, he is the clean, and he died and sacrificed his life for us, the unclean,
yes,
that we might live.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
So when you think about that, God, in turn, offered Jesus as his first fruit offering. Jesus was God's type because he gave Jesus the clean to sacrifice as his first fruit, to sacrifice his life for us, for you and I, the unclean.
Amen?
Amen. So when we think about it, when we think about the term of first fruit, we must bring our first to God. Whatever that is, if it's the first in our increase, the first of our monetary, whether it's the first of us sacrificing things in our bodies or sacrificing things in our daily lives and daily activities, we have to give God the first.
Yes, yes.
We, with this first 21 days of the year, we are sacrificing the first of what we have. Getting on the 6 a.m. prayer call, that's sacrificing the first. If you get up at 5:45 in the morning so that you could be on this prayer call at 6 o'clock, then you are sacrificing the first portion of your day not just set the tone for the day or for the month, but you're setting the tone for the rest of the year.
Come on.
Amen?
Yes.
You're setting the tone for the rest of the year. And through the efforts of the fast, we are giving of ourselves, we're giving of our time and sacrifice to lay before the Lord, to seek him, to seek his ways, and to seek and know what pleases him. There are a lot of things that we may be doing, but it's like we're more time marching in the army. We're just doing things.
Yeah.
But are the things that we're doing, what number of them are really pleasing to the Lord?
Yes, yes, yes.
Have we gone before the prayer to ask him, God, what is it that you desire from me that's going to be pleasing in your eyesight?
Yes.
Not pleasing to the people around me, but what's going to be pleasing to you?
Yes.
Because our ultimate goal is to not please Pastor or to not please Sister Brokaw, but our ultimate goal is to please God.
That's right, that's right.
So whatever God is saying is pleasing in his eyesight, those are the things that we should be surrounding ourselves with and the things that we should be doing. Amen?
Amen.
God requires the first of your increase. A firstborn or a first fruit must be offered to God. In Exodus 23 and 19, it reads in the Amplified Version, that you shall bring the choice first fruit of your ground into the house of the Lord your God.
Yes, yes.
In Malachi 3 and 10, it references the monetary increase as well. It talks about bringing all the tithes into the storehouse. So when you bring your offering to the Lord, bringing and giving are two different things.
That's right.
So when you bring your offering to the Lord, you're bringing to him what is already his. Because when you think about it, the tithe, that 10%, is already the Lord.
Yes, it is.
So he's redeeming that back from you, and then he'll multiply the increase.
Yes.
So when you give an offering, you're giving to someone. So you're just giving it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you bring it, it's something that's already that person. So say, for example, and I know it may sound a little funny, but say, for example, I'm holding Sister Cheryl's handbag, and then I bring her handbag.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's not going to get excited about me bringing her handbag because that's her handbag.
Yes, yes.
She'd be a little excited if I walked off with her handbag in a different way.
Yes.
But I'm already bringing her what's hers.
Yes.
And that's what your tithe is. You're bringing your tithe to the Lord because you're bringing him what is already his.
Yes.
He's just redeeming it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? So when you give, you're just giving to someone else. Amen?
Amen?
And God sees the first fruits as his. An example, in Proverbs 3 and 9 it states, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your crops, which is your income. We must put God first in every aspect of our lives,
yes, yes.
Whether it be monetary or whether it be giving, whether it be actions or whether it be deeds. And when you, when I was thinking about this, God challenged Abraham with Isaac. You know, he waited 25 years to have his promise, to have Isaac, a man to be born. And then God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son. He got all the way to the mountaintop. He got all the way to the altar. He laid his son on the altar and everything and was ready to strike. And in Genesis 22 and 12, the Lord said, do not reach out with your knife in your hand against the boy and do nothing to harm him. For now I know that you fear God with reverence and respect,
yes,
since you have not withheld from me your son, your only son of promise. I wonder how many people today would be willing, as they hear the voice of the Lord, and they say, and the voice of the Lord says to them, you know, sacrifice your child. I wonder how many people would be willing to sacrifice or to even take the action steps to sacrifice their child to the Lord. And he gets to this place, and the Lord says to him, for now I know. So it was at that point, at that particular point in time, when God knew that he could trust Abraham with whatever he had moving forward. Amen?
Amen.
We want ourselves to be in position so that God can trust us with whatever it is that he wants us to do.
Amen.
We want to be so in tune with his voice and so in tune with his spirit that we know that it, as we're listening to him, that, and we know that it's him speaking, we want to be so in tune with him and so that he can trust us with the things that he has for us to do, whether it be going through a sickness or whether it be going through a time where you feel like you're in lack or in need.
Yeah.
He wants us to be so in tune in the deeds that he is telling us to do, that he knows that he can trust us in the time of an urgent matter. So when we think about this, I thought about Malachi 3:9. And in verse 9, it speaks about being cursed with a curse, for we are robbing him, this whole nation. And I was listening to Jensen Franklin, and he was talking about this, and he said that being cursed with a curse, when he thought about that scripture, he said, you're already under a curse. We were born under a curse. So when you think about it, with Adam and Eve, from the moment that they ate from the tree of knowledge, it was from that point on that we have had to struggle with every experience and even experiencing sorrow in our lives. So we were born under a curse. But when you give to God and you give him the first of whatever it is that you have, when you give to God, it puts you under the blessing of Abraham.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And he blesses and he multiplies your giving to meet all of your needs. When you put God first, it puts you in alignment with Jehovah Jireh, who is your provider. It puts you in alignment with him to provide for you and to take you from under the world's curse and put you under heaven's resources. Amen?
Yes.
So now, being in line with Jesus, we have heaven's resources at our hands. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything that we have and everything that we need will come from him. But we must seek him and keep him first.
Amen.
We must present everything to God every single day. When we tithe, the very first thing that we do, we have to give that 10% to God. We have to give what it is that he's requesting of us. We have to know without the shadow of a doubt that God will provide even in our circumstances. Even when we think that we can't make it, he's there for
us.
Amen.
Amen.
God sees and he knows and he hears everything.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just thank God and I praise him because God is just so, so good. When you think about Cain and Abel in Genesis, the 4th chapter, Cain and Abel is the story of these two brothers, and Cain was a cultivator of the ground while Abel tended the flocks. And during the course of time, Cain brought the Lord an offering of the fruit of the ground, while Abel brought the Lord one of the finest firstborn of his flock.
Yes, yes.
Which had the fat portions and everything. So the Lord didn't accept Cain's offering, but he accepted Abel's offering. And some might ask why. Well, Cain gave what he thought was acceptable to the Lord. And a lot of times that's what we're doing in our daily lives. We're doing the things that we think are acceptable to the Lord. We come before him in the manner that we feel is acceptable to him. But we have to go back to the word and we have to see what is really acceptable in the Lord's sight. Abel's offering was accepted by the Lord because Abel gave him the first of what he had.
Yes, yes.
Abel gave him the first fruits. And if you're going to honor God, then you must bring him the first of whatever it is that you have. When the word of God says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, then you have to obey the word and you have to do just that. You can't keep the tithe and then say, well, you know what, I felt led by the Lord to do it this way. That doesn't work. Amen. You have to be willing, and it reminds me of a story that Pastor tells about one of his children. And how she was, you know, paying all of her bills, and she came and she asked him about tithe. And she said, well, you know what, Dad? She said, I really don't have the resources to pay my tithe. And so he said to her, well, you know what, I might as well say it because it almost came out, Janelle. You know, Janelle, you have to give God first. And then God will make provision for everything else that's going to follow. And so she got upset with him, and she was like, well, Dad, I just don't have it, because if I take that off first, then it only leaves me with this, and then I'm going to be short paying my bills. And he's like, Janelle, God's going to redeem the other portion for you and he'll multiply it. You just have to give God what is first. And so she did that, and now she is such a faithful tither, and the girl is just tremendously blessed by God. But that's what we have to do. We can't decide that we're going to do it another way when God says to do it this way in his word. Amen? Glory to God. God can never be second in anything that we do. He's not second or equal to anything, but he is above all, and he is the King of Kings, and he is the ruler of all. He is higher than all. He is first at everything, and he won't be second to anything. Amen. Glory to God. When you think of God, God has provided for you time and time again. Amen. Why would we give him second best? Amen. God has been there for us when we didn't think that we could make it. Amen. God has provided ways when we didn't know where it was going to come
Amen.
From.
Right.
Amen. God has healed us time and time Amen. Again.
Amen.
Glory to God. And when others were falling sick around you, he has kept you in divine health.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I look at people sick on my job, and they're coughing and hacking and all of this sort of stuff. And, you know, the hand sanitizer can only do but so much. Amen. You can wipe down where they've been and use the Lysol wipes and spray behind their back, you know, and all that sort of stuff. But it can only do but so much. And it's the grace of God
yes.
that has kept us.
Yes.
Amen. It's the grace of God that has provided for us. It is the grace of God that keeps us healed. Amen. And in divine health in every single area of our lives.
Yes.
We have gone through certain circumstances where other people could have lost their minds.
Yes.
But God has kept us in a sound mind. He gives us the activity of our limbs. He blesses us beyond measure.
Amen.
Why would I go to my job or anywhere else and give him second best? Amen.
Amen.
Why would I come into the house of the Lord and not give him praise that he's worthy of? Amen.
Amen.
Why would I come before him and not lift up my hands with singing and praise on my lips? Because God is such a marvelous God.
Amen.
Why would I come in the house of the Lord disgruntled because it may be cloudy outside or maybe a car cut me off on the way or whatever? God is bigger than that. He is so much better than that. He is such an almighty Father that I can't come into the house of the Lord and not give him the praise and the glory and the honor that he is due. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Give him the first of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
And listen, in Exodus 20 and 3, it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Yeah, yeah.
So if the television, if you're watching television more out of your day than you are in the Word of God, if you are taking care of family matters more than you're in the Word of God, if you've just gotten yourself so busy, more than you are in the Word of God, then you have put those things and made those things little gods before the Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
And the Word of God says that thou shalt not have any other gods before me.
Yeah.
Our God is a jealous God.
Yeah.
I thought about, Pastor, we were talking about something last night, and I tell you, this fast has just been eye-opening for me. And I mean, the fast is for you, and God surely will deal with you during this time of fasting and prayer. And it's because you're seeking him. It's because you want more of him. So God is going to show you those things about yourself that you need to come before him for. None of us are perfect. You know, the only person that's perfect is Jesus, and that's it. So none of us are perfect. All of us are a work in progress, amen? And God will definitely show you through your time of fasting and prayer the things that you need to grow in and the things that he's trying to stretch you in. And I was talking to Pastor last night, and we were talking about some things about me personally. And the pastor said to me, he said, if you would give as much focus and attention to other things as you do your job. He said, because when it comes to your job and being compliant, you are, it's like, what is that, no bars hold? What is that saying?
No,
you got it. That's saying. Amen. And you know, he said, you are on it. He said, now if you that same focus that you have there and apply it to other areas of your life, he says, then you're going to move forward and you can see where God will grow you in this, in the areas that you feel are lacking, in the areas that you feel that you need help on. And I thought about that, and I said to myself, when I thought about the scripture, Exodus 20:3, I said to myself and had to question myself, have I made my job a God? Have I made my job a God that I pay more attention to being compliant and making sure that I do things right there, that I can't focus on the Word of God, and when I come home, I'm looking through different things for my job, I'm looking through interview questions for soccer, I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and I'm texting this one and texting that one. Have I made my job a God that I've put it before my Almighty Father? And that's just one area, you know? So this time of fasting and prayer, this first fruits, this is a time of self-examination. It's a time where you can sit down and you can examine yourself. Examine your motives as to why you do things. Are you doing it because of self-gain? Or are you doing it because you want God to get the glory? In every single thing that we do, we need to examine our actions, our motives, examine the reasons behind why we feel the way we feel. This is self-examination. And it's not just for me, it's for everyone. You know, a lot of times you feel discouraged. I know I told Pastor I feel such a restlessness, but then I had to examine why. Why am I feeling so restless? And it's the Holy Spirit tugging at it, pulling at me, because the Holy Spirit wants me to be in His presence, to be with the Lord. You know, those times of restlessness, then I just need to go into a room, close the door, Pastor, I'll see you in a few. You know, I just need to go before the Lord, because the Lord is tugging at me. He wants more from each and every one of us. He wants to have that intimate relationship with each and every one of us. So those feelings that you may have and you're not quite sure, go to the scripture. Go before the Lord in prayer. Offer yourself as a first fruit offering to the Lord so that He can minister to you, so that He can grow you and stretch you into the areas that He wants you to be. There's so many things that He wants to do, not just for restoration and not just for the people of restoration, but for the body of Christ. People are crying out. They are lost. And the body of Christ is waiting for each and every one of us, so that God can trust us to be able to go out and be those ambassadors that He talks about in the Word of God. Amen? He wants us to reach the lost at every cost. He wants us to win the world one soul at a time. Amen? That's our mission back there. But we can't just take it as words that are up on a poster. We have to take that mission in our heart. We have to hold it in our heart and dear to our heart and say, Father, prepare me for this mission. I don't want it to just be words on paper, but God, I want it to be in my deeds and actions, pleasing and according to You and to Your Word. I want to do what's pleasing in Your eyesight, Father. This ministry will grow and the people in the ministry will grow, but we have to yield ourselves to the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. When you feel that pulling and tugging restoration, it's because God wants us in His presence. He wants us to bow down before Him and to reverence Him so that He can stretch us into the ministry that He has ordained for us to do collectively and together. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. So with that, just remember your first fruits. Take this as a time of self-examination. Take this as a time of offering to the Lord. Go before Him in prayer. Surrender yourself to Him in prayer. Sacrifice the first of everything that you have every single day. Let it be a change of mindset. Let it be a change that's incorporated in you. Because as you change your mindset and as you focus on the things of the Lord will expand expand your thinking, and he will enlarge your territory. And that's what he wants to do with restoration. He wants to enlarge our territory. But we have to put him first. We can't put him second. We can't put him third. And most of all, we cannot put him at the bottom of the list. Because God is our Abba Father, and we have to keep him first. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
We're going to ask that you stand at this time.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you are encouraged by God's word and will tune in next time to this station for our Sunday service at Restoration Christian Ministries. Stay encouraged and have a blessed week.